Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Definition Minute is a subset of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast. In these mini episodes, I will define economic theories and marketing terms in a minute or two. The topics will be review, introductory, or discrete in nature. Left digit pricing is a pricing strategy where a product is priced just below a round number, typically ending in 0.99 or 0.95, to create the perception of a lower price. The idea is to emphasize the leftmost digit of the price, which is often a whole number, and make the product appear more affordable to consumers. For example, if a product could be priced at $10, the left digit pricing strategy might involve pricing it at $9.99. While the actual difference is only 1 cent, the psychological impact is believed to be significant, as consumers tend to focus on the whole number on the left side, perceiving it as a lower price. Key points about left digit pricing. 1. Perceived lower price. The strategy capitalizes on the psychological tendency of consumers to focus on the leftmost digit, making the price seem lower than it actually is. 2. Consumer perception. Consumers may perceive a product priced as $9.99 as significantly cheaper than the same product priced at $10, even though the actual difference is minimal. 3. Widespread use. Left-digit pricing is a common and widely used pricing strategy in retail, both in brick-and-mortar stores and online. 4. Cognitive bias. It exploits a cognitive bias known as the left digit effect, where consumers place the greater emphasis on the leftmost digit when evaluating prices. While left digit pricing is effective in attracting customers and creating the perception of affordability, it is essential for businesses to consider the overall pricing strategy and positioning within the market. Additionally, consumers are becoming increasingly aware of pricing tactics, so businesses need to balance the perceived value with transparency to maintain trust. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall.